The Zika virus has been making nonstop headlines in 2016.
Growing effort to rein in the mosquito-borne Zika virus, spreading
Zika.
Through parts of...
That's the name of a mosquito-borne virus that's been detected...
Health officials say the mosquito-borne illness...
University of Wisconsin pathologist David O'Connor says despite the media attention, people shouldn't panic.
Fear and uncertainty is a toxic stew. And one of the things that we have to do is make sure that we're guided by science...
And O'Connor and his team of researchers are trying to do just that, figure out the science behind the Zika virus. It all started this past October. O'Connor was in Brazil, where he does a lot of his research.
One of my colleagues, Dr. Renato Santana, pulled me aside and said that there had been these reports of a small number of babies born with unusually small heads in the north of Brazil.
Genetic testing by O'Connor's lab suggests the Zika virus was playing a role in the increased occurrence of microcephaly, a birth defect that causes babies to be born with small heads. But acknowledging that the virus could cause birth defects was just the first hurdle. O'Connor says there's still a lot of uncertainty about how the virus affects a developing fetus.
If you're infected with Zika right before you give birth, is that as bad or better or worse than if you're infected early in development during the first trimester?
O'Connor and his team of researchers are now leading some of the first experiments on monkeys to better understand how the disease affects pregnancy. UW pathologist Thomas Friedrich is one of O'Connor's partners.
The reason we want to make an animal model is because we have unique expertise and unique resources here at Wisconsin.
Researchers have collaborated with UW obstetricians and the Wisconsin National Primate Center to launch a pregnancy study on rhesus macaques. It's a heavily studied species of monkey that has physiological similarities to humans. O'Connor explains.
So the idea is to infect macaques during the first, second, and third trimesters of pregnancy and compare how Zika infection at different stages of pregnancy impacts development.
The virus is typically spread by mosquitoes, but cases have been reported of people contracting the disease through sex. It can cause fever and fatigue. However, 80% of people who get the virus show no symptoms at all. Friedrich says even though the virus was first discovered in the 1940s, the lack of symptoms prevented it from getting sufficient attention from the scientific community.
We haven't noticed the link before between Zika virus infection and birth defects. And it could be that's because maybe the virus has evolved in some way and now it causes these problems where it didn't before.
Along with studying the effects on pregnancy, researchers will be testing to see if the monkeys develop immunity to the virus. Christina Cassetti manages virology research at the National Institutes of Health. She says that's a major question that needs to be answered.
This is really critical information because that would mean, for example, could mean, you know, women in childbearing age that have already been infected with Zika and they've built an immunity, they probably are going to be immune from the infection.
O'Connor says the world will know a lot more about the virus by the end of 2016.
I believe that Zika virus is probably going to generate a first-year record for the most amount of research that's done on it.
The research team at UW will be making their data available in real time as they collect it, sharing their findings with scientists around the globe. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.